Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN. Now it's 10:04 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Me and Del, the rest of the way. We haven't even talked tonight. Do you want the Lakers out? I do. I want the Lakers out.
Yeah, anyone who utters a statement, man, the NBA playoffs are going to be like on sci-fi and true TV if the Lakers or Clippers are out. What? I guess you don't like basketball. If they're out, I'll be fine. I'll still keep watching the games. I don't need them in the playoffs to watch.
No, but TNT and ESPN will want them in.
Understood, because the casuals love the Lakers and the star power of the Clippers.
Star power.
But whatever. If you lose, you lose. Beat it. I'm not going to be broken up about it.
In this country, we love to see the mighty fall. And watching LeBron struggle is just... it's kind of awesome.
I don't have those same type of feelings that
the
others have. I love Schadenfreude, but the LeBron failing doesn't mean anything.
It means
to me
a lot to me.
I know it does. It means a lot to a lot of people. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. I just think if they go down, good. Oh, well.
Yeah. You didn't deserve to be.
No.
Hey, you were a 7 seed. You had to face a 2 seed in the first round.
It was a conference final, possibly in the first round. And you know what happens in the conference finals? You might lose to a good team. So you, because of how your season played out, you faced a team you didn't expect to see. And you lost. And the fact that Anthony Davis could or couldn't be available is another thing. Oh, what? Oh, well. He gets hurt. It happens to him.
That's what happens. That's what happens to street clothes.
Street clothes, exactly. As Charles Barkley called him. So, I think it's great fodder for the show that's on now. I mean, they'll lean right into it if LeBron is out. And then, of course, does it harm his legacy? That's the stuff I don't watch, so I don't care if they have those conversations. That's the bad part. It'll become, how about LeBron just lost in the first round in a weird year where his team wasn't that good, as opposed to let's talk about his legacy. Why? I feel like I hate those conversations.
Well, and it was a lot of injury. These last 2 years have been some of the weirdest. I mean, I know Genie... listen, if he loses now, Jeannie Buss still got him as one of the greatest, five greatest
you have to
Lakers
drop him,
ever.
Right? He has to drop out of the top five, right? If he loses.
That was ridiculous anyway. Just sucking up to him because he's here and now.
And by the way, he signed a long-term deal. He's not going anywhere.
No, but
to do that.
But you do because, are you kidding? If he wasn't mentioned in the top five greatest Lakers of all time, you know his attitude toward Jeannie would have been?
I guess, but you know, it's the Lakers. It ain't the Hawks or the Nuggets. It's the Lakers. If you're number 6 or 7 on the Lakers list, it's not an insult.
He was there 1 year.
Oh yeah.
Well, 2 years. He didn't even play.
And
one year
he dismantled the team.
Yeah. Did you guys see though when he was walking off the court? Some of the replies underneath that TNT showed it, like LeBron's had enough or whatever. And he's walking off the court of the last game with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I don't think he came back, did he?
No.
Okay. Do you know what some of the first replies were? And these are probably anti-LeBron trolls because most of the responses were, maybe some were Laker fans, they were Kobe Bryant, like shaking his head. There's still a lot of people who are Kobe fans who are like,
No.
I don't think they're bought all the way in on LeBron James.
No.
Well, he's
no.
a mercenary. Yeah. They're not going to buy. Like,
he's not a Laker. He's not really a Laker.
No, like Warrior fans, they appreciate Kevin Durant coming and they won their titles, but he's not a Warrior. He was their
guy. He's not a net.
He was never their guy. He was a mercenary for them, and they took advantage.
And Oklahoma City doesn't want him either.
Well, yeah.
So where is he? I guess he might be a net now.
If he wins a title, Brooklyn will.
And then when he leaves, they'll say, you suck.
Well, it depends on how he leaves. Like, if he dips out while he's still pretty good and goes someplace else, then sure. But LeBron's a mercenary. He's not a Laker. And Laker fans appreciate it, and they appreciate the title. But once it's over, he's not going to be one of the top Lakers of all time.
And to me, that takes away anyway from LeBron. That you got to bump from team to team. You know, you got to put it together to win. All of those things, they play into this whole thing.
Yeah, that for some people, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call myself new school. Maybe because I benefited from it, certainly. It doesn't bother me. He can do whatever he wants. I just, in this regard, he's not a Laker. He's just a guy. He's a great player who's playing for them, but he won't be a Laker. He's not an all-time Laker. Sorry, Genie. You didn't have to placate. You didn't have to make LeBron feel great, because you know what LeBron will do? We're getting blown out. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm just going to leave the floor because I don't want to watch this anymore. And funny, all the Kobe stands. Well,
yeah, Randy Moss does that, and guess what? He gets destroyed.
Yeah, LeBron. Well, LeBron's a different cat. We know that for people. But the thing is, all the Laker fans or Kobe stands sending a Kobe shaking his head message, Kobe in that same, not the same
wouldn't
arena,
shoot.
But the same city, wouldn't shoot the basketball in a game seven.
Yeah.
He has some of that in him, too.
Oh, he's got that. No question. Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. He and James against San Antonio, game six.
Well, the James thing was inexcusable.
Inexplicable.
The Kobe thing is crazy. But the James thing is, you are down 3-2 at home with no Kawhi, no Tony Parker. And you let Jonathan Simmons be the best player on the floor.
Correct. Destroy you.
Jonathan Simmons got a big deal out of that and never has been heard from again when he went to Orlando. But Jonathan, after Manu Ginobili blocked that shot, James was like, whatever. I guess not. I guess this isn't happening this year. I'm done here.
I'm done.
Yeah.
But James, it's the second quarter.
Oh, that happened in that overtime. But then,
the next game, five, he was just as bad that overtime.
Yeah, and then in game six, it was like a no-show. And this is why, I get it. He did great things here, but he's playing for another team, and you'll still see people on Rockets Twitter like reference great things James done on this date in 2018. James Harden did this. He doesn't play for you anymore. What does it matter what he did 3 years ago? Why are you having anniversaries for what James Harden did 3 years ago when he's not on your team, and particularly the way he left your team?
Well, what do you want him to do?
Don't tweet about that.
On this date 2 months ago, Christian Wood had 14 points.
Well, he was lucky before he turned his ankle. Understood. Not a lot great happened. But why would you reference a great feat James did?
Then
don't reference Rocket stuff.
Well,
then.
You want to?
I'm not talking. I'm not talking about the official account, which would be bad enough. I'm just talking about people who either cover the team or fans of the team. Wow, remember when James did this? He doesn't play for you anymore. You know what I don't do as a Heat fan? Tweet out LeBron stuff from when he was with the Heat. He hasn't played for me. He don't play for my team.
You should.
No.
Remember when LeBron did this?
No.
Remember when we were good and we won? We didn't get slapped?
Yeah.
Slapped around
all
in the
playoffs. All that being said, still made a finals last year without him.
Yeah. And lost, remember?
Now, what would you know about
remember
making finals,
lost?
John? Look, if you haven't made a finals since HD has been a thing, I don't want to hear from you.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
It's 12 after 10 on ESPN 97.5. Come on in, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Our Texans practicing today. Where does David Culley fit in the as far as ranked coaches? Ranked coaches. How, where does he rank?
Well, we have to take things into account, John.
We sure do. As far as junkies go, where does he rank?
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
I don't know. We have to decide that.
Of all the coaches that are junkies, I think he's the number one.
What about Ron Washington?
Well, he's not managing anymore.
He's not.
He wasn't a junkie. Isn't he a coke snorter? He was snorting coke.
We were told at like 50 plus years old that was the first time he ever did it. Yes, yeah, I remember that.
He was 50 years old. He decided this is a good time to start doing blow.
That's how that works.
It always works like
people
that.
People starting smoking cigarettes. You know what?
Yeah.
I think I want to take up cigarettes here at age 46.
Idea. This is a good idea. That looks fun. All right, 1012 ESPN. 1013 ESPN, 975 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and hang out with us. 713-780-3776, the number to get in here on the show. Patrick Daugherty put out the list of NFL head coaches. Who's the best? He's got Belichick as the best coach. And okay. All right, whatever. Bill Belichick, the best coach in the NFL. We'll see. We'll see this year now that he's got, you know, more players. Last year, he kind of had his hands tied behind his back. How many players opted out?
Yeah, that's true. If player performance can degrade over time, why can't a coach become worse of a coach over time?
No. I mean, he immediately got worse when Tom Brady left. He immediately got worse.
He wasn't the best coach. I will say he wasn't the best coach last year, even without all the guys. You're going to tell me there wasn't one coach who got more out of his team than Bill Belichick did last year? Is that what I'm supposed to believe, that he still does the best job of any coach?
Was Bruce Arians the best coach last year?
I mean, you want to see that's a very talented team. These are questions you have to.
Was Andy Reid? Was John Harbaugh?
Find a team who overachieved. We can use that as an example. A team that, look at that team, did pretty well. Are you telling me Bill Belichick was still the best coach last year? He did a better job than someone else last year? Than everyone, excuse me?
Who overachieved greatly?
I have to go. It feels like so long ago.
Just thinking about each. Did Pete Carroll overachieve last year?
Got Russell Wilson. Did
Matt LaFleur overachieve last year? Yes.
Yeah, he's done it probably twice.
Yeah.
That Packers team isn't that talented.
I think he's underrated as a coach.
Yeah.
Of course, he's got Aaron Rodgers, so that takes it away.
That's true. But then, our excuse for Bill Belichick was he had Tom Brady all those years. Of course he was a really good coach.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, he's the best. Now, defensively, he did great things to stop people. And, you know, Bill Belichick has been a great coach.
Yeah, but was he the best coach last year? Is he still the best coach in football?
I don't think so, but. I know. I mean, I think that the reason that they won so big is because they had 12. That's why. And, oh, by the way, Tampa wins with 12. And we'll find out if Tampa can win again with 12. The Pat Mahomes is out there touting 20-0 season this year.
He said that's the record he cares about breaking.
Yeah.
If he's going to break a record, that's the one he wants to break.
Hey, there's along the way, I mean, they hit the Raiders last. The Raiders took care of that business. Now, they did take care of their offensive line. They did a hell of a job this offseason in bolstering that. So, man, they're going to be a scary team again. They should be the favorites. Should be the favorites.
They don't have
with what they did.
What they did, they had a huge weakness and they fixed it.
Yeah, and they got through the AFC even with that offensive line.
It just got exacerbated in the Super Bowl because they were really without their guys and they had a big time pass rushers on the other side, but they. Orlando Brown, who else? I think didn't they draft Creed Humphrey, the center out of Oklahoma? Then there was one other fix. And are they going to get the doctor back this year, too?
That's a good question.
They should be the favorites.
Mm-hmm. They definitely, they think that Will Shields thinks that they're going to get better as they progress. No, they take care of business with center at Orlando Brown, the trade with the, why would the Ravens give them Orlando Brown?
I get, they don't want to pay him, but I don't know why you would help.
I don't know why you'd help the Chiefs.
Joe Thuney they brought in to play guard.
From the Patriots, yep.
Yeah. Actually, they didn't draft Creed Humphrey. I don't know why that popped in my mind. That Mike Remmers will be their right tackle. And then they expect Laurent Duvernay-Tardif to come back as well.
Anyway, so they ranked the coaches. David Culley was not ranked.
Okay. Just to clean it up, yeah, they did draft Creed Humphrey, so they may have a new starting center, but that was a guy people liked in the draft, so the Chiefs are going to be fine.
The Chiefs will be good. So they said Daugherty did not – any first-time head coaches, they didn't rank because he doesn't know how they're going to do. We do know this. They're not going to have Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was there for a 4-win season, and he was their shining light, and yet they still only won 4 games. They gave up 416 yards per game. Will that be better? Yes, they will be better defensively this year with Lovie Smith and some of the additions. They're not great, great additions. 38 new players, few of whom seem to be game changers, if any. Although Desmond King and maybe Pierre Lewis and maybe a few other guys, Brooks or Mitchell or whomever, will be able to help. We'll see if Malik Collins, I don't know. We'll see. All of that is up in the air. There are all kinds of people who are praising David Culley for
his recovery,
intangibles. For what a good guy he is.
That's not what I care about so much.
He's a people person. He'll bring energy to the building, and he's one of the most loyal guys I've ever been around. Notice what Reed did not say. This hire wasn't about winning now. Culley is being asked to serve as a human shield for a free-falling organization where things are going to get worse before they get better. Culley would not be the first NFL head coach to ride relentless positivity to surprising results. It just won't be possible in the talent-bereft, picks-barren environment he has landed in. It's a thankless job. David Culley is the man who said he would do it because they're paying him a lot of money and no one else wanted him. I added that part.
Yeah, you editorialized.
Yes, a little bit. I added that last sentence. I added that the last part of that last sentence anyway. He's also gotten praise from other coaches. But let's not forget, you know, he was in charge of the Ravens passing game when the Ravens passing game wasn't any good. He was also in charge of the Chiefs wide receivers when they caught 0 touchdown passes that year. He was also in charge of the Bills offense when it was bad, before it got good. So, but again, what do we expect out of David Culley?
But he's not calling plays.
But this says I'm. You know what? I don't know how David. What kind of play caller David Culley is going to be? I'm going to tell you this. At Daugherty's report, he elected not to put the new hires on the list until they prove their status as full-time play callers. He's not going to be a full-time play caller.
That is Tim Kelly's job.
Tim Culley and Pep Hamilton.
Kelly. Yeah, Pep Hamilton. He's not calling plays. I'm not sure what a guy without expertise will do outside of game day stuff, but if he's a master motivator or just an organizer, he's going to spread positive energy through the building. That may be what his thing is, I don't know, Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, call timeouts when you're supposed to.
That's it. Call timeouts when you're supposed to. Throw the red flag when you're supposed to.
Choose when to go for it and not go for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fourth down. When to go for it as opposed to anything Bill O'Brien did. And be a nice guy. He's the anti-Bill O'Brien.
It's not my job to do that.
Yes, it was. He, you know, knowing when to throw the red flag, knowing when to call the timeout, knowing when to be a nice guy, knowing just how to not screw the whole thing up.
And admitting your faults.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
That's not a... He's a junkie for tacos or something. For Mexican food.
That's what you say. Prove it.
He said... No, that was not it. He was a junkie for... You took it out of context.
Did I?
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
That's all he said.
It's that every time it reminds me of Dave Chappelle for some reason.
He does sound like the white guy doing an impression.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. That whole thing is just that he said that and you.
What? What? It's not unfortunate. I think it's gold is what it is.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie. Oh, my God.
Actually, he doesn't sound anything like that Chappelle thing, but it makes me think of Tyrone Biggums when he says it. He doesn't sound like Dave Chappelle's impression, but it does make me think of the dude who will do stuff for crack. Yeah.
That's a shame. Anyway, so your coach isn't ranked. Is he our coach, though?
You better accept him. He is your coach. I don't know how long he'll be around, but I did see an article written that it was bathed in Texans positivity that the quarterbacks that they face this year may lead the Texans to a surprising result because the quarterbacks they're facing aren't that accomplished.
No.
You got Trevor Lawrence twice. You got Tua.
Zach Wilson.
Zach. You got some young guys who haven't done a lot that you're going to face. Does that make you feel better about the team, John?
No.
Well, the season at least.
And they're going, hey, we get to face Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills.
And guys like Lonnie Johnson and a lack of pass rush and all those things.
All those things.
Yeah.
So that will make our quarterback better.
He'll have a great day.
He's playing a defense that gave up 416 yards a game last year.
I do think they'll be competent as long as Lovie Smith hasn't forgotten everything he knows about calling a defense. I just think he'll have to overcome a lack of talent.
What do you know about calling a radio show? Time to make some, throw some, make some shade. All right? Who wronged you other than Taylor Jones? Okay? Because, hey, we got to forgive. Forgive and forget. I know Taylor he lost the game for us. It's okay. But we don't have to keep piling on him. We got to forgive and forget.
You were doing enough of that.
No, I'm trying to get everybody off Taylor Jones' back.
I know he lost the game for us, but we don't have.
Taylor Jones' back, okay? This is a Taylor Jones free zone.
He can only
carry
one person. I'm already on it.
Yeah, I've already
broken that guy's back.
He is. His back is really, really sore for how much I've been riding it. So what do you got? What happened? Is there anybody that you need to make sure that they are admonished for whatever they did to you this week? 713-780-3776. Let's throw some shade.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. It is 10:31 on ESPN 97.5. Just a couple of... I'm taking tomorrow off, so the boys will be here. Trey will be here. That'll kick up the show just a little bit. With Trey here, you guys will get all your NASCAR information, all the NASCAR information you need and more right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. But right now it's time to... Are you ready, though?
What's the time for again, John?
To throw some shade.
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right! We got a full board. When somebody gets off, all you got to do is call 713-780-3776. So if you're getting a busy signal right now, no worries. We will get them off, and you can throw some, make some shade. We start with Ryan. Ryan, throw some, make some shade.
What's going on, fellas? RIP Rahil. My shade's for Johnny G for making poor AJ give him a pump because he didn't want to change his spare. Come on, man.
Throw some, make some shade.
Didn't give me. Is that a pump? No, it's in your bike. He gave me a ride.
Yes.
On a bike, he took me in his pickup truck.
He gave you a pump in his car.
That's not, I'm not doing that. That's, we're not, it's not that I didn't want.
Did you enjoy the pump that AJ gave you?
I did not enjoy
it. Was
anything.
It a quick one?
It was not. I live close.
So AJ gave you a quick pump in his truck.
Yeah, see, that's why this whole pump thing is. We're not doing that. 713-780-3776. Jay is next. What up, Jay?
What's up, fellas? So, man, I want to throw some shade at everybody on 45 North. I have the JJ appointment that I was supposed to be getting to for 10:30, and now it says I won't be there till 11. Say it wrong, man. Say it wrong.
Jerks.
I'm throw some, make some.
Everybody who's on 45 is a jerk. 45 North. Okay. You're just a jerk. There's nothing we can do.
You heard him. Yeah. And we can't argue.
No, we can't argue with your shade. La raza que pasó, mijo.
Juanito G. Bring back Raizy.
Delicito! Para tres.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. Special shout out to my boy Cobos Q, Raul Tatacita. Free my boy, OU Mike. Hey, I got two quick shades, gentlemen. Shade, Johnny G, Palillo, man. Why you taking every Friday out? You starting to be the summer of Palillo, like, man? Come on, man. Little shade for you. And also, I'm throwing some shade at the sport of boxing, man. Look, this is a clown show. This is WWE 2.0, man. Fighting a YouTube star? Come on, man. Canelo doesn't want to fight the Charlo brothers? Man, this is a laughingstock of the sport, man. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Come on, boxing. Clean it up.
Hey, let's not forget, you caught yours, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Taking all these Fridays off.
No. What Fridays did I take off?
Then you just recently missed a week of work, right?
No, a week of work.
Was that Lance?
It was Lance that was off.
Oh, you guys look the same to me. No. I don't remember.
All you white people. There's too many white people.
All you white radio hosts look the same to me.
713-780-3776. Ocho. What's up, Ocho?
Yeah, Matt Bullitt, look, if you want to continue to preach from the book of analytics, you go right ahead, fine. But don't try to force it down my throat like some damn religion, okay? And I don't need you reminding me 3 to 5 times a game that threes are worth more than twos. I get it. So take your stats somewhere else and go somewhere else and solve for X. Shade thrown.
Solve for X.
What? That's full bull? I mean, it's 2 times what? This week he's getting it. Well, I just feel bad.
You can't knock.
Who got it worse, Taylor Jones or him?
Taylor Jones, you've been riding Taylor Jones.
Oh, I don't know. Taylor Jones still got a job.
But Matt Bullard didn't get dumped because of his solve for X stuff, which is my favorite line of the week, by the way.
Willie is here. What's going on, Willie?
What's going on, guys? I got two quick shades. Shade number one, everybody remember the days when you saw something that didn't have anything to do with you and you just shrugged your shoulders and kept on going about your day? Mm. Shade one. Shade two, everybody's driving around with a paper plate, acting like this is Mad Max Thunderdome. Please calm down. Shade wrong.
Make some shade.
Yeah, remember when everybody minded their own business?
It's a philosophy I still employ. I ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm out.
I don't even want to be bothered.
I know that looks painful, but that ain't me.
Not me.
I'm good. Let's get Kyle in here. Hey, Kyle, 713-780-3776. What up, Kyle?
Yeah, just want to back that last caller up on the paper plates. I got a paper plate right now, and it's definitely bad out here. So shade thrown on that. But I'm a door-to-door salesman, and I've been getting a lot of shade thrown my way. So I just want to throw some shade back their way.
What do you sell?
I work for not going to mention the company name, but we do lawn care service.
Lawn care service, door to door. That's tough. That's tough.
Make some shade.
So, hey, everybody be nice to Kyle when he comes to your door.
He's out there, it'll be 90 degrees.
Trying to make a living.
And he's going to be out there sweating at 90 degree temperatures.
I'm just trying to put a little bit of food on the table.
That's all. A-holes. Try to be nice people.
Appreciate it, Kyle. I'll be nice to him and nice. We won't even have any interaction. Is there someone at my door? I'm not answering that.
That's better than an a-hole.
Yeah, I won't yell at him. I just won't open the door.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle.
Don't go to...
If you're at my house...
Don't go to Galveston.
I don't live in Galveston, League City. Same thing. If you knock twice, if you don't get an answer, that's me. Don't keep knocking. You'll be better off getting back in your car.
Who's next? Woods is next. 713-780-3776. Take Kyle off. 713-780-3776. What up, Woods?
What's up, fellas? So I had to throw a little shade at Dell, man. You can't say our boy Johnny G looks like the rest of those white guys. Johnny G is dark meat, baby. Johnny G is dark meat. Shade throw.
Thank you. Thank you.
Throw some, make some shade.
Dark meat. That's me. Thank you, Woods. See, Woods knows. He knows about it. You can't refute.
I'm not. I was just going to say I've made my comments and thoughts about the term dark meat pretty clear, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's all. 713-780-3776. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G, R.I.P. Raheel? Dale. Hey, buddy. Got a question for you. Hey, man, what's the over and under that you think Lonzo Ball will join his brother in Charlotte this coming season?
I think it's pretty low. Why is Charlotte going to pay Lonzo to be a backup point guard?
No, I think they would trade Rozier.
Ooh,
you would have Lonzo at the two, LaMelo at the one.
I mean, it seems like a lot. You want to give 20+ million to Lonzo Ball to be the worst ball on the team?
And not a great two. And not a great two.
I'm just saying. That's what he wants.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I really don't have no shade this week. Dale, I know your birthday is coming up. My birthday will be on Tuesday, bro. Kind of hitting the strip club, you know, sleeping with strippers and stuff like that.
Yeah, you guys hit the strip club.
Maybe I know you work at ESPN and you got some inside scoop, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you hit up Deshaun Watson, man. Maybe we can find some of them masseuse, man. You know what I'm saying? Get us a little rub off or something like that, bro.
Ooh, I don't like the phrasing, but he doesn't want to go to the strip club. He'd like a personal touch.
No, he does. No.
I don't know.
He wants unsuspecting.
So are you looking? He's gone now. My question would be, are you looking for the whole Deshaun experience where the women aren't aware of what you're looking for?
That's more with the Deshaun experience. Yeah,
I'm not. And by the way, I don't know who those women are outside of the ones whose names were listed in the press. Sorry, I can't help you there.
Yeah.
And I think your scenario would play out just as poorly as it has for Deshaun. But you don't have the money to defend yourself. So good luck with that.
Yeah. Nah, I don't. That strip club, that and Deshaun, that's no.
You'd be better off doing the strip club thing.
Yeah, well, are you going to go to the strip club with him?
No.
He wants you to go to the strip club with him?
He doesn't. He wants the. I said he'd be better off, but he wants the massage therapist angle, and I don't have the ability to provide that for him.
We'll find out the names. We'll get them for you, too.
No.
You guys can do a couples.
No.
They're couples massage.
They're masseuses or massage therapists. They're not giving him what he wants.
I don't know. Times it worked for Deshaun. Allegedly.
Not enough for Deshaun.
Eric, what's up, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to throw shade at Channel 13 for not hiring any more big booty weather girls. I want to thank you to Tom Cook, and I'm going to have to switch to the Mexican channels now. Thanks.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Big booty weather girls. Okay.
I'm in no place to tell a man how to spend his time.
Especially if he's going to a Mexican channel.
Yeah, but tuning in to the local news for a profile, like the side shot of the weather girl, I mean, why you want to waste your time sitting through the news? You got other avenues for that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, there are compilation videos on YouTube of that. You don't even have to watch the news. There are dudes who have put that stuff together for you where you don't have to sit through the traffic. Or reporting for Richmond where there's been a shooting. You don't have to deal with that stuff if that's what you're looking for.
You can find that.
Yeah.
Easier. Mike is here. What's going on, Mike?
What up, fellas? Look, I want to throw some shade at these millennials that come out to the Astros game and stand around updating their social media posts instead of watching the game. They're standing in my way. Get your beer, sit your ass down. And let's get on. Let's have an enjoyable experience. Get out of the way already.
Make some shade.
There it is. There you go, millennials. Get off your social media when you're at the game and move along with your beer. Move it right along. That's what Mike says. You ain't going to refute that.
I can't. I was just wondering if it's the younger millennials or Gen Zers doing it? Mm. Because I am at the back half of the millennial thing. Millennials are getting older. We're all in our 30s practically now. So I wonder. Yeah. Could be
a
Gen Zer.
I think they just think millennials and you people ruined everything.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who you are.
No. How? I don't think Gen Z is really stuck for this for older generation. Yeah, it's like, millennials are blamed for it.
She's 19. She's not a millennial.
That's what they. Hey, you're a millennial. You're lazy.
you're updating your social media. Way. You can't get off your phone.
You must be a millennial. They get blamed for everything. Yeah. Paul, let's finish it up strong, Paul.
Hey, I love this segment, but I got to throw some shade at Miles Straw. I mean, this guy got a rag arm. He can't hit for power. He can't hit in general. He gets thrown out damn near half the time when he tries to steal bases. He looks awkward as crap in the field. He takes terrible routes on balls, and he's not even good looking. I mean, this is a problem.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Yeah,
this man just ripped his game apart and said, and I don't even like looking at you.
He's like my buddy. Can't stand every time he sees Miles Straw, he's got a text. How horrible he is. Now it's just irrational.
He's the guy.
It's irrational.
He's
now.
The guy after the guy.
Yeah.
He's after George.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just irrational. So he'll have a two-hit game. He still sucks.
What do we want Miles Straw to be?
There was a pop-up just behind second, and Miles Straw was on third, and he couldn't. You know, he didn't run. If he's worthless, he's supposed to be fast. If he can't score, I mean.
What? He's going to get.
Carl Lewis couldn't have scored.
He would have been
that.
Thrown out. Don't worry.
He would have been thrown out, but it's irrational, the hatred to Miles Straw. 1044 ESPN 97.5. We're finishing up strong with News of the Weird. Don't go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is my final segment. I am taking tomorrow off, doing a little golf trip. So the boys will be here. Trey is going to take over tomorrow. Dell, this... All right. In Texas, we've approved that you can carry now and you don't need any training for your gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's already backfired.
That's surprising.
A Houston mom riding her bike with her 5-year-old pulled out a gun and tried to shoot a dog that was unleashed and okay. running and okay. shot her kid.
Oof.
The kid's in stable condition, thankfully. Oof. But it's all... I mean, how many stories do we figure like this? Are we going to... Listen, it's not... Can you drive a car without training?
No.
Don't you have to pass a test. Why would you give people guns and not have them trained?
This is speaking for someone who failed his driving test the first time. I think I got hit for a ding for lack of control. I made a janky left turn. Yeah. Look, this isn't even about having a gun, not having a gun, but wouldn't you want some training? The ability to, you know, operate it in the right way so you don't shoot your kid?
You would think if you're going to have it around your 5-year-old, you ought to know how to use it.
It just seems...
You would think you'd want that.
Logical.
Speaking of illogical, how about this in Miami? Thinking it would be fun, a dad takes his son out in the car on paintball drive-bys, shooting paintballs out of the car window, drive-by shooting. Well, 26-year-old Michael Williams, unfortunately, was driving his son around, someone thought that he was firing a real gun and shot a real gun and shot the kid.
So a lot of dark stories involving kids and bullets. You know, people are like, it's another example, at least in my eyes, of why not everyone should have children.
Yeah.
You're 26 years old, so you're a young father. You think it's just a fun time. This is the fun thing you do with your buddies. He probably was doing this with his buddies 3 years ago. Like if you go through the normal growth process of a college kid, graduate 22, 23, this is something a college kid does at 22, 23 years old. This guy's only 3 years removed from that, and he's taking his kid out to do it.
Well, then as he stopped, pulled over, the kid got out and got hit by a van. The kid's supposed to be okay. Is it gonna
be
okay?
Kid was
the
hit-
dad is charged.
With reckless endangerment? Is that what's the charge?
With child neglect with great bodily harm.
So the kid was hit with a bullet and hit by a van?
And by a van.
Golly. And that kid survived?
Yeah.
Wow. Hope he pulls through and he's okay. But, yeah, some people shouldn't have guns or kids.
Dell, I'm thinking, I don't know if this was deserved, but you should not harass people that are flying LGBTQ pride flags.
Is that something you're informing me to?
Yes. Okay. I think that, okay. If you thought about doing that, Dell, then you should rethink it.
Okay. Thank
because
you.
A boat that saw passengers on another boat with the LGBTQ flag were harassing them, and the boat burst into flames. So apparently, if you are shouting gay slurs and trying to harass people, your boat will immediately blow up.
There's some tie-in between flaming and I'm not going to connect completely. But this goes back to our Throw Shade Thursday call. He goes, what happened to just ignoring things that don't have anything to do with you? That boat had nothing to do with you. Just mind your business. Why are you bothering other people? Just mind your business. I don't know if karma is coming into play, but okay. Keep your mouth shut, mind your business, and maybe your boat doesn't burst in the flames.
Speaking of keeping your mouth shut, Google may have not hired too well. So Dell, their head of diversity at Google, unfortunately, he's no longer with them.
Did he do something that didn't promote diversity,
well,
John?
He posted a blog in 2007 that they found that where he said that Jewish people had an insatiable appetite for war and killing. Head of diversity. I don't think that was the best job for him.
Now, I want to shoot him some bail. It happened in 2007. I don't know his age. Maybe he's changed since then. But you always got to scrub your history, buddy. When you get a prominent job, scrub your history. You just do. It seems like self-preservation. In fact, I would if I was in a job like that and I was down for the effery back when I was a kid, just posting random stuff, delete all your social media and start fresh. Just do it. What's the harm in it? Just clean it all out.
Somebody's got something that you posted that was bad somewhere.
True, but
somebody's got
why make it easy? Maybe they screenshotted it and that's how you get caught?
Somebody's got it somewhere.
But clean it all out. Start over.
Speaking of cleaning it up, Hudson, apparently they had a Memorial Day ceremony on Monday. Well, when the veteran who was speaking on the microphone began talking about black people's role in Memorial Day creation, his mic accidentally cut off. Well, or not so accidentally. Turns out that the Hudson American Legion shut off his mic.
Wow.
Dude, that is unfortunate. Unfortunate for you. And, Dell, before we go, top 10 horniest cities in America.
Is Houston one of them?
Houston is not ranked, unfortunately.
That sucks.
Paradise, Nevada, number one. Orange, California, Hollywood, Florida, Providence, Rhode Island, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, they like to do stuff in Atlanta.
They like to do stuff. Yeah. So
no Texas cities at all?
Well, not in the top 10. Ooh. Let's see where Texas lands. Anywhere do we land? Anywhere
we don't. We're not down for the stuff here.
Yeah, come on. We're better than that.
Not a city on the map, huh?
Yeah, not on the top 10 anyway. That's I can't find the rest.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, well.
I need to pick it up.
We are done. I'm done. You and Lance tomorrow.
And Trey as well.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I like Trey.
Yeah.
I wish he would stay till 1.
You'd like him more.
Yeah, if he stayed till 1.
If he just do your work too.
Yeah, I'd love him.
10:56, Charlie's next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do